Tanter Audio presents Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America by Ari Berman, narrated by Tom Zingarelli. The vote is the most powerful instrument ever devised by man for breaking down injustice. Lyndon Baines Johnson, August 6, 1965. Prologue. 50 years after he nearly died in the most important march in American civil rights history, Congressman John Lewis returned to Selma, Alabama on March 7, 2015. Hail to the Chief played as Lewis followed President Barack Obama and former President George W. Bush across Water Avenue in downtown Selma to a podium at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, named after a former Grand Dragon of the Alabama Ku Klux Klan. 100 members of Congress who accompanied Lewis on this civil rights pilgrimage sat nearby on the blindingly sunny afternoon. A few Democratic senators, including Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, held signs that read, "Voting rights are civil rights." Lucy Baines Johnson, the daughter of the former President Lyndon Johnson, sat a few feet away from Peggy Wallace Kennedy, the daughter of the former Alabama Governor George Wallace. Their fathers had fought on opposite sides of the battle for civil rights. Behind the dignitaries, 60,000 people, some from as far away as South Africa, had converged on Selma to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday March. It was the largest crowd the small city of 20,000 had ever seen. This city, on the banks of the Alabama River, gave birth to a movement that changed America forever, Lewis said. Our country will never, ever be the same because of what happened on this bridge. He looked at President Obama. If someone had told me when we were crossing this bridge...